And one of the men we love around this place, we love him coming in and saying hello to us. He does it on a Friday. It's Lindsay Carr. Hello, Lindsay.
Yes, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well. I usually try and start by saying something nice to you.
Yeah, yes.
As I do to most people, that just goes downhill from there.
It does. Yes, it has. It already has before we got on air, so that's okay. Yes.
But that's all right. Look, the weekend is here. There are lots of events. Now, this first one you've got for us today, it really appeals to you, doesn't it?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think it appeals to you more than you're raving about this.
It's a chance for you to sort of, you know, have the first three or four or five buttons of the shirt unbuttoned, the big gold chain, and up a storm.
If you have a hairy chest.
Okay.
So you could do it. I'm not sure that I could.
Okay.
This is a show called Velvet. It's a musical performance set in the trendy disco era of the late 70s, early 80s, so it'd be far too young for you. And contains an amazing mix of circus, cabaret, dance and burlesque. Now, the ensemble features Marsha Hines, and the story is told through the songs and actions of the performers, who include a muscle man, an aerialist and an acrobat. And it's being staged in Civic Park in an historic Spiegel tent.
Can you say that again for me?
Spiegel tent.
I love it.
You like that? Do you know what a Spiegel tent is?
I have no idea.
Just point the microphone. Do you know what it, you don't know what it is? It's an entertainment venue, travelling entertainment venue. This one is originally from Belgium, and it's been restored, and it contains a stylish bar and dance floor. So it's not just an ordinary old circus tent. This is really swish inside. And a Spiegel tent is Dutch for mirror tent. But I guess you already knew that. So the many disco hits include Boogie Wonderland and Stayin' Alive. So it'll be something, a circus disco.
Yeah, we'll know most of, and we'll know most of the songs, so that's always a hit.
Yes.
Delving back into the history of the Hunter as well, there's a story about Les Darcy happening.
My word, this weekend at the Maitland Art Gallery, it's a tribute display to mark the centenary of the death of the Maitland-born boxing champion, who was known as the Maitland Wonder. And it features a copy of the comic strip The Life of Les Darcy, which first appeared in a city newspaper in 1946 in more than 200 instalments. It tells of the short life and extraordinary career of the world middleweight champion, and also displayed are some of Les Darcy's personal possessions. It's called This is the Story of Les Darcy. It's at the Maitland Art Gallery. And if you get tomorrow's paper, there'll be an 8-page supplement on Les Darcy and boxing.
Great read that will be.
Yes, it will, yes. Now, also tomorrow in Raymond Terrace, the King Street Heritage Festival. It's a step back in time for a family day of old-fashioned activities to celebrate the history and heritage of the original main street of Raymond Terrace. There'll be a town crier to guide the entertainment, which is Celtic music, choirs and Morris dancers, and you can dress up in vintage clothing. And there's a prize for the best hat or best bonnet and the Majestic Beard Competition.
Okay, so yes. Neither of us can enter that. But you mentioned
you
can dress up in vintage clothing. So does that mean you'll be just wearing your regular clothing?
Oh, isn't this? It's the other thing. We're almost finished.
It's getting berated.
Otherwise, I'd walk out now. And Majestic Beard, well, we couldn't enter, but maybe we could say half a mo. No? No. Dingo's Breakfast. Tomorrow night at the Taralba Community Hall. It's hosted by the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club, and the concert features a popular male duo from Western Australia with Aussie folk music, poetry and yarn spinning with an emphasis on comedy. And walk-up artists are invited to perform on stage.
Oh, so can we get a run?
Yes, if you have a song to sing or a guitar to play, whatever, yes, at the Taralba Community Hall tomorrow night for Dingo's Breakfast.
Well, that's a lot of things happening around the Hunter. Thank you once again, Lindsay Carr, for coming in.
That's quite okay. Thank you, Mark. I'll see you next week.
He did get into disco mode and have the chain and the shirt undone already, but we made him do that up to NURFM. It's 29 to 11.